Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Jerry was a member at a church that I served a number of years ago. He was the church custodian and a farmer. He was a very down-to-earth guy. And he came regularly to the Sunday school class. And one week, the lesson was on Numbers 22. And Jerry spoke up and he said, "I have read through the Bible several times, and I just do not remember reading about a talking donkey before. Who knew that that was in the Bible?" Well, how many of you remember the talking donkey? Some of you. Well, let me say it up front. There are not very many talking animals in the Bible. There are a lot of animals. Some of them are even compared to God, such as the mother hen or the mighty eagle. But the only animals that I can think of that talk are the serpent in Eden and this donkey. Now, if you can think of any others, be sure to tell me afterwards. But I can't think of any. It's just surprising to encounter a talking donkey, to say the least. This text is full of surprises. For one thing, did you notice that the main characters in the story are not Israelites? In fact, the Israelites are just talked about. They're not really in the story. They are close, however, to the promised land. They're getting ready to go on in, and the neighboring rulers are getting worried about it. Balak, the king of Moab, he calls the Israelites a horde that is ready to lick up everything around them. And he thinks, well, maybe a curse will get rid of them. So he tries to hire a diviner, a soothsayer, which was a pretty common way in the Old Testament times to seek God's will. Didn't have to be a servant of the God of Israel, just somebody who did things like cast lots and tried to pay attention to the signs. So King Balak sends envoys all the way to Mesopotamia to hire this one particularly notorious diviner, Balaam. It's a long way, but Balaam is clearly worth the trip. And so the king orders him, "Come, curse this people for me." It seems to me he's really ordering. He's not asking. He says, "Come." And I think it's so interesting that Balaam, who is this professional diviner of God's will, he just can't quite seem to figure out what is God's will in this situation. And he consults with God. That's normal. And he first hears a message: don't go with the messengers. Don't curse those Israelites. So that's the first time. But the second time he goes back, Balaam hears God say, "Get up and go with them, but do only what I tell you." So the first time it was don't go, the second time it was go. So Balaam starts on the road toward Moab. But the anger of the Lord is kindled against him because Balaam is going. What's going on here? Has Balaam misunderstood God's will? Should he stay or should he go? It seems to be hard for Balaam to know what God wants him to do. And so now we come to this wonderful scene with the donkey. And I have to tell you, I think it's just an ordinary donkey. This is not some specially genetically improved donkey. This is just a regular donkey. But apparently the donkey can see what Balaam cannot see. The donkey sees the angel of the Lord in the middle of the road, preventing them from going forward with a sword. Three times, in fact, the donkey sees the angel standing in the way. And three times, the donkey tries to avoid the angel. He swerves off to the right, and he kind of squishes up against the wall, scraping Balaam's foot, which probably made Balaam pretty mad. And then he lies right down. Three times he does that, And three times Balaam does not understand. And he hits the donkey, trying to get him to go forward. And finally, the donkey says to Balaam, "Why are you treating me like this? I don't deserve it, and you know it." And Balaam finally understands. It can be hard for us to understand what God wants us to do. It can be frustrating also to look at some of the spectacular things that happen in the Bible that seem to help some people know what God wants them to do. The burning bush helps Moses know what he is to do. The 10 plagues are designed to point people in the direction of God's will. But we can go through a lifetime and we're not very likely to see a burning bush. Like Balaam, we do not see the angel in the road, and we are finding it hard to figure out God's direction. You might want to remember a hard decision that you have been called upon to make. Think about a time when a choice you had to make had both pros and cons on either side. It was hard to tell what was the right path. How do you choose? And I know that some of you wonder about God's will in a lot of situations. What about giving money to the panhandler on the street? Does that reflect God's will that we give to the least of our brothers and sisters? Or does it enable dependency that God does not want? How do we decide? Or what about your family? Do you respond with tough love to a difficult situation? Or do you sacrifice yourself to your loved one's needs? How do you know what God wants of you in these situations? Well, perhaps you try to think the decision through using logic. Or maybe you choose the path of least resistance, the path that's going to get you in the least amount of trouble. Or you pray, hoping that the answer will be revealed to you. Or maybe you just put the whole issue of God's will aside and just decide for yourself based on what feels right. And unfortunately, what feels right in the short term too often feels wrong in the long term. How do we know what God wants of us? Balaam finds it hard to discern God's will all on his own. And luckily, Balaam has a donkey to help him. Just an ordinary donkey. A donkey that carries him where he wants it to most of the time. A donkey that is normally obedient, does whatever Balaam wants. But today, the donkey talks. And a talking donkey, well, that may seem rather spectacular in its own right, but, you know, in fact, the donkey is just a donkey. It's a common, ordinary, humble, everyday sort of animal. It is God who opens the mouth of the donkey, and it is God who opens the eyes of Balaam. The donkey doesn't really say anything remarkable, just objects to being mistreated. But the donkey's speech awakens Balaam to the presence of the Lord, because the donkey is a model of discernment. This humble, ordinary donkey, just concerned with business of everyday life, the donkey sees what is out of the ordinary and he reacts to it. He sees the messenger of the Lord in the road and he swerves aside to follow the direction of the angel. God is communicating in some surprising ways here. First, through this donkey, and then later in the story, which I encourage you to read, God communicates through Balaam, this foreign diviner, because Balaam, who had been ordered by the king to curse the Israelites, Balaam just can't do it. He can't curse the Israelites. Even though he is faced with the power of the king, Balaam will bless the Israelites, not curse them. So surprisingly, God works through this foreign diviner, this potential enemy, and through this ordinary donkey. So how do you and I know what God wants us to do? God still communicates through both surprising and ordinary means. And I think this donkey can help us too discern God's will. The donkey is an animal that takes you somewhere, helps you get somewhere, and it doesn't let us stay on the same old path when we want to encounter God. But instead, the donkey swerves off into the field or brushes up against the wall and lies down in resistance. And the donkey is able to do this because it sees the angel of the Lord there in the path, God's messenger. The donkey is able to speak just because its mouth is opened by the Lord. And what it says is so simple. It communicates, I am seeing something unusual, and so I am reacting in an unusual way. And like the donkey, simple, ordinary people around us may be vessels of discernment for us. Maybe they see the angel of the Lord in the path when we don't. Maybe they are able to point us into a new direction. And that may be surprising to us sometimes. Sometimes we just have to gasp a little bit at the wisdom that we encounter in ordinary life unexpectedly. And so when you face those decisions that may be so troubling, when you wonder, how can I know what God wants me to do? You may want to turn to the Bible for one thing, because the Bible is a great communicator of God's will. But we don't always know what to read in the Bible. I mean, Balaam doesn't know the Bible, doesn't refer to the Bible in this story. So in times when the Bible is inaccessible, I encourage you not to overlook what is ordinary and even humble around you. Don't overlook the elements of God's creation. Don't take for granted a friend's simple advice just because it is so simple and down to earth. Perhaps if you hear the same thing repeated over and over again from several different people, you should pay attention. Just as the donkey offered this very strong and common sense opinion that they should not be traveling on that road, so too we may encounter surprising feedback from other people. I heard a confirmed atheist speak once about the impossibility of believing in God. And he told a story about the death of his son as a young man. And the father was devastated, of course. And he took the ashes out on a boat and scattered them into the water. And then as the sun set, the father cried out, God, if you were there, give me a sign that my son is in heaven. And the atheist said there was no response. There was just a lovely sunset. To my mind, the sunset can just equally be a way that God communicates with us. Surprising, perhaps, but why not? God is full of surprises. And God's will is not always going to be revealed to us in spectacular, supernatural means. Sometimes God uses the language of the everyday sunset, or even the ordinary, humble donkey. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.